Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 14 and it's the 28th of November 2014. Coming up today, I've just got a few updates on the plots and what I've been doing in this last week. And then I'm going to talk about saving seeds from the foods we buy from your weekly shopping. Hopefully that's piqued your interest, and if you want to hear more about it, carry on listening. Well, we're approaching the end of November as well. Weather's turned bitterly cold, so I hope you're all keeping warm. I know probably gardening's not exactly high in your list of priorities at the moment, but hey, if you can keep warm and you can get out in the garden, it's worth it. So with that, let's get on with the show. And here we go. Okay, this is Saturday. I've been up the allotment and I've done a fair bit of work, actually. I started by just spreading some more compost on the empty beds. That's all looking good. And bed two, which is going to be the garlic and onion bed for next year, I've put down the black mulch. I've just spread it out, cut it to size and weighted it down. And this will stop weeds growing through next year. I've then took up the onions that I grew from seed. If you remember back in about August, I think it was, I sowed some seeds and there was two different types. There was the red onions called Alyssa Crag and the white onions called Brunswick. Now, they've all germinated quite well. I have to admit, the Brunswick variety, they look a lot better than the Alyssa Crag. But what I've done, I've just cut a few slits and planted the seedlings into the soil below the black membrane. The slit is obviously through the black membrane, and I've just planted it through there with the green stalk sticking up above the black membrane. Now, I found this very fiddly and tedious, so I was getting quite annoyed with it, really. After doing this about 100 times, it was getting on my patience a bit. I got most of the Alyssa Crag in. I ended up just selecting the strongest ones. Normally, I try and plant them all, but I decided I'd just do the strongest ones and keep the rest in the pot they were growing in as spares. And the same with the Brunswick, really, but I only got about two-thirds of the way through all the Brunswicks before the light was running out. And in between the two varieties, I've just planted some of the boar beans I grew from seed, the overwintering boar beans. These are just set to break up the barriers, if you like, create a bit of a fence or a wall, so I know what is where. And hopefully these will grow into quite a nice little green field. After planting them, I just gave them a good water. I made sure I'd done that while it was still sunny, so as the they didn't really freeze. Although I haven't had any freezing weather yet, or not really freezing anyway. I've given everywhere a sweep, a rake over, and collected more of leaves for the leaf mould bin. That bin's almost full, really, but I'm going to keep adding more. It'll rot down quite quickly. I've just poured over a couple of watering cans full of water just to help break them down as well. There's been a few people up here this week as well. I had a bit of a conversation with my neighbour. And I can see one of the other neighbours have been up there at some point. I just haven't seen them. But I'm sure I will very soon. Right, I'm going to head on home now. And I'll be back with you again in a short while with the next update. Okay, this is Sunday. And I've been at home all day. Most of the day, really. And I've decided I'm going to sow some seeds. Some of the seeds I went through are suitable for sowing now. So I've sown some parsley, just some moss parsley, or curled parsley. Some dill. And some thyme. And I've just simply put these in some pots with some compost, sprinkled the seeds on and tamped down, watered, and put them in a heated propagator. I've also had some banana plant seeds to grow. So I've only planted two of those. I've got a few more seeds left that I will grow. It's highly unlikely I'll actually be able to get any bananas out of these plants, but I do quite like these plants. I've also, from a couple of fruits, an orange and a satsuma, had a few seeds left over, which I've soaked in water and then put in some in a pot of soil as well, just to see if they would grow, which is why I'm going to be doing an article or talking about in a bit. The growing seeds or growing plants from the foods that we grow, foods that we buy. More on that later. But yeah, I've just sown those and potted those in into the heated propagator. I looked at digging up the chili plants, but I've decided not to. They're going to be composted. These are what I've seen in the garden. No particular reason, just they didn't do that brilliantly this year, and I think I'll just start from fresh seeds again next year. I'll start those quite early, and they should be fine. I've been looking at a way of getting some more trees into our garden in order to get a bit more fruit in and a bit more colour. And I figured if I put them against the wall in a square pot, not against the wall, sorry, the fence, in a square pot, I could probably get five or so trees out there, which won't affect people too much. I also need them for something later on next year. That I can buy the trees quite cheaply compared to hiring them that we were looking at for this project. And at least by buying them, I will be able to keep them. So I'm going to be doing that soon. We've just got to go select our trees. I think I'm about done in the garden today, with the garden into today. So I'll talk to you again in a bit about something else. Okay. Okay, as I said, I want to talk to you about saving seeds from the foods we buy. Or getting plants from the foods we buy, perhaps. Now, this is a way of doing things that may save you money. One example I have done this before with in the past is lemons. Now, when squeezing the juice out of lemons, you often get the seeds. And I've just taken those seeds, I've soaked them in water overnight and then planted them. And I've got a whole load of lemon trees pop up and sprout from them. So I know it's doable. Anybody out there can do it. And if you see the price of lemon trees in the shops, well, let's just say if you wanted to give them as presents next year, start doing them now. and they can grow. You need somewhere warm for them to grow, being a lemon tree and from subtropical climates. But at the end of it, they will grow. And you can obviously do this with other citrus fruits, oranges, satsumas, limes, just to name a few. And I'm sure there's plenty more. Chilies. You can save the seeds from chilies. You buy a chili and you split it open, you scrape all the seeds out, put them in a brown bag or something, just hang them just to dry them out. And then come February next year, sow them as you would ordinary seeds, and you will get some chili plants out of them. And you'll probably get quite a few. And for the same thing, you could do the same with sweet peppers. Tomatoes you can do this with as well, but you need to soak the seeds before storing them to get rid of the jelly stuff they're surrounded in. And it's pretty much, you know, you soak them overnight and then you dry them out and store them. Apple seeds from apples. So you chop open your apple and you get the seeds out. You'll need to stick them in a fridge or somewhere cold for a week, shall we say. And then you can sow them. Apples respond to being chilled, which is why they fruit. If you think of how a seed is spread, it's in the fruit, the apple. That will rot down over winter if it falls. The seed has its own compost almost type thing, and it sprouts from there come spring. Another way you could actually do this, and I think anyway, is if you get your apples now and get the seeds out, put them in pots and just leave them outside, they may well grow. In that theory, it's got to be worth a shot anyway. You've not got anything to lose because it's not cost you anything. Herbs. Now, you can quite often buy pots of herbs growing from the supermarket. Now, if you leave them in the pot, I don't tend to find they last that long. But if you split the pots up and put them into a bigger pot, give them a good watering and pick them as they needed, they can grow back really bushy. They do need a lot of care because, of course, supermarkets are designed to make you spend money. But that's a good trick. And sometimes they grow living salads as well, and you can do the same with them. In fact, if I ever buy living salads things from a supermarket, I always buy living ones, and the same with herbs. I always buy the living ones because I think they're fresher and better. However, this is very rare how I do this because I grow my own, of course. Potatoes. You can buy potatoes from the supermarket, and you may keep them somewhere dark, and after a few months they sprout. Well, if you time it right and they sprouted in sort of March, April time, you can plant these and get more plants out of them. Which is basically how we grow potatoes anyway, because effectively when you're buying seed potatoes, you are just blowing the potatoes. And then you sprout them and they grow. You can do pineapple as well, but I'm not quite sure you'll get be able to grow a pineapple from it. It is possible. The Victorians used to do it, but they needed a lot of heat and a lot of hotbeds. But to grow a pineapple, you'd cut the top off and then just take down the bottom few leaves and then just pop that in some moist compost and it will root. It will take a while, but it will root and grow. You may be lucky, and if, I guess, again, if you do it about now, it'll root for the next few weeks. You can get into a heated greenhouse or somewhere hot, and it'll grow on and on and on. Really, the amount of food you can buy that you can do grow from is endless. I'm thinking peaches and plums and all the stone fruits. Again, the same sort of thing. You eat the fruit, you take the stone out, and you plant it. The thing is, with many fruits like this, they can take from 4 to 10 years till they start producing fruit. So it is a long haul way of doing it, but it depends what you want. If you want to plant an orchard in a few years that needs time to grow, but don't have the money, well, why not start saving your seed? There is plenty more vegetables and fruit that you can grow this way from the supermarket. Now, a lot of the time, the supermarket food, the breeds are selected there for long shelf life and transportability from halfway across the world to the shop and then from to home. So they may not be the best that you can grow, but if they're good enough for you to buy them in a shop, they're probably good enough for you to have, or for you to grow. Personally, I would prefer to grow some apples, for example, that I like, that I can't buy from the shop, and then just top up my extras from this method, if I had the space. And as I said, there's many other fruit and vegetables out there, but if you go online, there's plenty of information on the web, on websites, on what you can do. And if I get enough requests, I may compile a list and instructions of various fruit and vegetables you can do this way. If you give me some feedback on that, I will do it. All right, so I'm going to start wrapping up now. Again, thanks for listening. This is Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. My website is thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, and you can email me at richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. So thanks for listening, and I'll speak soon.